Bag huge savings on your painting project at Menards. With over 100 years of paint experience, Dutch Boy is the perfect choice for your painting projects. Give your space the platinum treatment with Platinum Plus Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer in one with amazing stain resistance that gives your space a long-lasting finish. Check out Mapped Blue, Dutch Boy's color of the year. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk.
Now, after 37 years, 8,903 episodes and count as soap stars turned pop stars, The Removal Vans will be pulling into Ramsay Street this weekend as Neighbours comes to an end. While the big names like Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan and Guy Pearce and Natalie Imbruglia and Margot Robbie are always talked about, at the centre of the show are the long-serving characters like Harold Bishop, like Paul Robinson, Toadie, and of course the Kennedys, Carl and Susan. One half of the iconic Kennedy duo is with me, Jackie Woodburn. Susan, here is a reminder of her in action.
I am not understanding. You are pathetic. You walk out of our marriage after 30 years because you want to be free. And within minutes, you're telling me you're going to be a daddy again. And then you have the nerve to thank me for taking it so well. Shut up! You shut up and listen to me. I am not understanding. A couple of years ago, I wanted to have another baby, do you remember? And you said no. You said this was our time. Time to do what we wanted to do. Time to spoil ourselves, you said. Well, you have spoiled my life. You have destroyed my happiness. And I am not understanding. From now on, Carl, expect nothing from me but hatred. I hate you. I hate you and what you've done to me and my family. I will never, ever forgive you.
Oh my God, Susan Kennedy in action. Jackie Woodburn, an absolute pleasure to speak to you. Having watched you on the TV screen for so many years, it actually feels strange for me, I have to say, to be talking to you. I'm sure it feels strange that we're going to be saying goodbye to you, and so many of our listeners are going to be saying goodbye to you, and it must feel strange for you that you're going to be saying goodbye to Ramsay Street.
Oh, it feels beyond strange. And it's sort of, it's kind of strangeness in stages. We, you know, we had the lead up to finishing filming, which was one kind of ending. And then we've obviously been doing a lot of promotion and publicity in the meantime. So even though we're not filming, it still feels very much as though we're part of this show. It's really, the pain is being dragged out, I've got to say.
Remind us why it's ending after all these years.
Oh, look, you know, Channel 5, who have been our wonderful broadcaster in the UK for many years, made the decision that they wanted to put more money into local production. And, you know, as somebody in Australia, as an actor in Australia, we've been asking our government and our broadcasters to do exactly the same thing for decades, to focus on local content a bit more. So we can hardly argue with their reasoning. But you know, they just wanted to use that budget. And as I'm sure you're aware, you know, free-to-air television is a very different landscape these days. There are so many platforms that people use to watch the shows they want to watch. So, you know, we've all got to adapt. And unfortunately, Neighbours has been a casualty of that. But totally understand their decision. It's still a sad decision for us. But, you know, no hard feelings.
Let's not focus then on why it's ending. Let's focus on why it lasted so long. I mean, have you a sense of why you think it struck such a chord with so many people for so many years?
Oh, look, I'm sure there are PhDs written about this. I don't know. It's I mean, I guess the formula of soap is to make it addictive in a way. So probably it's something to do with the formula. But in terms of our show specifically, I think we've always had a nice little dollop of humor in there. We certainly tell very heightened stories and there's lots of drama. But I think we've also got a pretty good percentage of humor. And I think people always enjoy having a laugh. So I think our characters are nicely flawed. So even though we can do heroic things and have adventures, we're also pretty flawed, which I think also makes us very relatable. And of course, you know, it always looks sunny and warm in Erinsborough, even though I can promise you it's not. and so it has that kind of aesthetic appeal as well.
Have you favorite storylines of your own from the past, almost three decades?
Gosh, 28 years of storylines, Kieran, that's a lot. There's a lot of favorites in there. I always come back to the Susan, Carl, Izzy love triangle, because that was such a, you know, that was such a meaty storyline, and it went on for so long. But it gave the viewers the opportunity to see a different Susan. I mean, she had an enemy, and she had someone that she could just be vile to and try to hurt, because we've never seen that side of Susan before Izzy, someone that she could really just, you know, she wanted revenge. She was an angry woman. So it was nice to play that. It was nice to have that opportunity. The MS storyline also was a very challenging storyline, because, you know, it needed to be authentic. It's a disease that many, many people live with and live very heroically with. So we wanted to be authentic. We wanted to tell a truthful story there, but obviously still, you know, good drama. So that was, I really enjoyed that. I loved the challenge of that. And more recently, I think the Finn Kelly story was very juicy, because again, that had a long story arc. And Finn was such an interesting character. And of course, Rob Mills, the actor who played Finn Kelly, and I had the opportunity to do a one episode that was just a two-hander, just he and I for an entire episode, which was, you know, an absolute treat for both of us. So that would be a favourite too, I think.
I'm not the same person I was 28 years ago. You're not the same person I'm sure you were 28 years ago. And Susan wouldn't be either. And most actors, they only play somebody and they exist for kind of a snapshot in time. Was that the challenge, or is that the enjoyment of playing someone for so long? It's not necessarily all of those different storylines. It's also just the kind of the slow personal evolution that an individual goes through.
Yeah, right. Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, she's 28 years older. I'm 28 years older. So, of course, I'm bringing my wealth of experience in the world to my work that, you know, I hope has grown in 28 years. But also all the things that have happened to her, like all of us, your past informs your present and indeed your future. So all of the things that she's been through, you know, affairs, deaths, plane crashes, hostage situations, kidnapping, I mean, you know, pretty dramatic situations. They obviously have informed who she's become. So I think when you get a story, having played a character for so long, you've got this wealth of backstory to tell you how you might react to whatever the situation is. And I guess to have that as an actor is a bit of a gift. If you do a role in something for maybe 4 to 6 weeks, you've got to invent this backstory for yourself to fill in the gaps. Well, you know, there are no gaps in 28 years. It's all there, ready to go. So that's that makes for pretty well padded out storytelling, I think.
And can you imagine, Jackie, and this is awful to admit, but given the fact that I was watching for the guts of those 28 years, I never realised that you yourself, you're from Ireland.
Of course I am. I'm from Carrickfergus in Northern Ireland. I'm sure you're very familiar with it. It's near Belfast. We lived there until I was three, and then my family migrated. We were, you know, 10-pound migrants to Australia all those years ago. So I still have some family in Ireland. I have some cousins and some second cousins who I'll be looking forward to seeing next year. Yeah, but certainly Ireland. I mean, you can probably hear I have still a little bit of an Irish accent, which obviously for Susan I have to get rid of. But fortunately, because I was here since I was three, I can kind of drop in and out of it. I can do a pretty good Belfast accent. I wouldn't want to compare it to an actual Belfastian, but
oh, go on. You're gonna have to do it now.
Well, I have my daddy's voice in my head when I talk like that, you know, for him, because he would say to me, "Oh, catch yourself on, for God's sake, girl," you know. So I can lapse into it a little bit. Yes.
No, that's great. You could. I see you starring in a spin-off of Derry Girls set in Belfast or something. Absolutely.
How much fun would that be? Oh, that'd be gorgeous. Yes.
Well, on that, I mean, have you post Ramsay Street plans?
Well, Kieran, to tell you the truth, honestly, as I said earlier, we've been so busy with a lot of promotion and various little tasks that we've been asked to do, and we will continue to do. I will handball that to my very capable agent, and we will see what the future brings. I don't know. I'm pretty open to whatever lies ahead.
We might see a pop up in Summer Bay or something. Wouldn't that be strange?
Yeah, that would be a little bit of a parallel universe. I'm thinking the Derry Girls sounds a little bit more exciting at this point. But as I say, I'm open to anything.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's great to hear. But before I let you go, what can people expect in this finale?
Oh, Kieran, the finale. How do you wind up a show after 38 years and make everybody happy? I mean, I think it's. I can tell you that it's a very... It's not a crazy drama. We don't get abducted by aliens or anything. It's actually a very, very beautiful, joyful finale that you know, pays homage to our wonderful viewers and fans over all these decades. It pays homage to all the actors that have come through, to the ones that are in those final scenes, to some faces from the past, to our crew, to our writers. It's a very, very clever, lovely, heartfelt, heartland Neighbours episode. I hope people will be very, very happy.
I'm sure they will be, and they'll be very happy to hear you on the show today, and we really appreciate your time. Jackie, thanks a million for speaking to us.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Thank you, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Bag huge savings on your painting project at Menards. With over 100 years of paint experience, Dutch Boy is the perfect choice for your painting projects. Give your space the platinum treatment with Platinum Plus Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer in one with amazing stain resistance that gives your space a long-lasting finish. Check out Mapped Blue, Dutch Boy's color of the year. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big.